Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Truma, Tavshanayin Vav. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Perek Chafei Pasuk Ches, famous Pasuk, V'asuli Mikdash V'shachanti B'seicham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Bnei Yisrael to build a Mishkan. And the Torah Pasuk says, Hashem said, build me a sanctuary, build me a Mikdash, and I will dwell among them. The Medrash tells us in this week's Parsha, B'shah Sh'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe V'asuli Mikdash. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu the commandment to build a Mishkan, Nizda'azea Moshe v'Amar. Moshe Rabbeinu was overwhelmed, and he cried out, and he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eich yachal adam la'aseis bayis l'shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is it even possible that a person can be the one to build a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's unfathomable. We cannot build a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'Hashem ha'aretzim lo'ya. The Medrash continues, Heshev loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to Moshe Rabbeinu, Loy lefi koichi ani mevakesh, ela lefi koicham. I am not asking Kla Yisrael to build a Beis HaMikdash for me. I am asking them to build it for themselves. And the truth is that there's a famous Ashuk HaKadosh in this week's Parsha, where the Ashuk says that on the Pasuk, V'shachanti b'seicham, our Pasuk, V'asli Mikdash v'shachanti b'seicham, says the Ashuk, each of us has a mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash in our hearts. Each of us has a mitzvah to build a Mishkan where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can dwell in our hearts. The truth is that one may ask that what is the difference between this Hashras HaShechina, this Shechina showing itself, than the Hashras HaShechina that was there when Klal Yisrael went through the Kriyas Yamsuf and when they saw the Makas and Mitzrayim. One shot that we could say is along these lines, that when Klal Yisrael saw the Nisim of Mitzrayim, and they saw the Nisim of the Yam Suf, those were collective national Nisim. Those were Nisim that were meant to leave an imprint on Klal Yisrael as a nation, having Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Bitach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as they were starting their infancy into nationhood. This came after the Chet HaEgel, when Klal Yisrael was vulnerable, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the tzivui to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he told them that now we have to make a Beis HaMikdash, a Mishkan here in this world for me, in order that each person on a personal level, on a private level, can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find that this is merumas, this is hinted, in this month. The Gemara tells us in Tainus, on Daf Chav Tes, Keshem Shemishanichas Ab, Mema'atim Besimcha, just as when Av arrives, we lessen our joy, when Adar comes in, we increase our joy. The Sefer Ma'arei Na'im asks a very interesting question. Why do we increase our joy when Adar begins? The miracle of Purim happened on the 14th and 15th day of Adar. If that's so, why should we be happy from the beginning of the month? Our happiness should only start from that time. Says the Ma'arei Na'im something very interesting. The names of the months of the Jewish year have extremely deep meanings. This month, Adar, is Aleph Dor. The Aleph dwells. The Aleph, of course, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aleph is Alufa Shel Olam, the master of the world. Aleph Dor means that Hashem dwells with people and the Shechina resides in this world. So what is the joy of Adar? The joy of Adar is that Hashem's presence resides and is perceived in this world. That is why that this Parsha is laid always in the Chodesh of Adar. Because just as we said before, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah to Klal Yisrael to build a Mishkan, not for him, but for us, that we should recognize the Aleph Dor. We should recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who runs the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is the master of the world. And as much as a person can internalize that lesson, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over each Bria, each thing, and every single one of us, to that extent, that gives us great simcha and great joy. Because we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there next to us by every step. And that might be the reason, as we said earlier, why this Hashras HaShechina was different than the Hashras HaShechina of Kriyas Yam Suf. As we said, that Hashras HaShechina of Kriyas Yam Suf was a collective simcha, a collective Hashras HaShechina. But the Hashra'as HaShechina that we have when the Beis HaMikdash was built, when the Mishkan was built, that was so that each person should have his own personal and unique connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Indeed, each person was able to bring their own carbon in the Mishkan. With this, how appropriate is it, the words of the Gemara in Shabbos? The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Ein HaShechina Shruya Ela Mitoich Simcha. The Shechina will only be by Klal Yisrael. The Shechina can only reside amongst us if we are happy. If we are not happy, if we are sad, if we are depressed, if we are angry, the Shechina will not rest amongst us. So in Chodesh Adar, which is Mishnichas Adar Marben B'Simcha, which is the Chodesh where we start reading about the Mishkan, truly we are asked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a time for us to reflect, to be happy with our Avodas Hashem, and to be happy with ourselves. Good Shabbos.